Hello and welcome. And thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T. Glad to be back with you here for another episode of A Course in Miracles Workbook Lessons here at True Thought. We're so excited to be with you today. And thank you for joining us on the internet. I'm joined by my lovely wife, Reverend A. How are you?
Good morning. Happy anniversary, beloved.
No, it is our anniversary today.
It is. So this is our anniversary lesson.
I always like to do
my birthday lesson, our anniversary lesson. Yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm glad to share this time with you.
Me too.
Okay. Well, let's join together for a moment of silence before we begin. Let's take a good deep breath. Mm-hmm. My holiness shines bright and clear today.
Today I wake with joy, expecting but the happy things of God to come to me. I ask but them to come and realize my invitation will be answered by the thoughts to which they have been sent by me. And I will ask for only joyous things the instant I accept my holiness. For what would be the use of pain to me? What purpose would my suffering fulfill? And how would grief and loss avail me? If insanity departs from me today and I accept my holiness instead.
Father, my holiness is yours. Let me rejoice in it. And through forgiveness, be restored to sanity. Your son is still as you created him. My holiness is part of me. And also part of you, and what can alter holiness itself? My holiness shines bright and clear today. And so it is. Again, let's join together for a moment of silence. Let's take a good deep breath. I know that in my upbringing and exposure to Christianity and spirituality and all those things, that holiness was it was just an idea, you know, in my early development of understanding truth, that you know we would see somebody as a holy person, and you know it would be reflected in the movies and things that I would see, like as a minister would be a holy person. But everybody else is just a normal person, you know, and that there was a difference. And then later in some of the work that I did with in studying A Course in Miracles, and certainly the teaching that I received from Raj Poor through Paul Tuttle, you know, Jesus shared a dissertation one day about what a holy person is. Mm-hmm. And he said, a holy person is not someone who walks around with throngs of people following them around, or a halo necessarily on their head, you know. Mm. No, it's not those things at all. A holy person is simply an incredible friend. Mm. Mm. And then as we begin to mature in our understanding of A Course in Miracles, we begin to really realize how important it is, how important, you know, it is for us to understand that you know, we were created in a relationship. And so relationships are really the core of our being, that we can never be alone. We're not alone. That's the construct of the ego self. And so we feel, when we're tuned into that thinking, we certainly feel alone and sometimes deserted, sometimes betrayed, sometimes, you know, bereft of friendship or, you know, close or intimate relationships. But Jesus teaches us that you can never be alone because you and God are one. You are joined in the mind of God with all that is. You and God are one. You and your brothers and sisters are one. You and everything is a part of you. You cannot be separated. Those are false ideas. Ideas, of course, that the world perpetuates and you know, drums continuously. It is a course in mind training. The world presents a course in mind training, a thought system of separation. But if we can let that system go, if we can step back from it, even however briefly, and tune into the teachings of A Course in Miracles, we begin to realize that we know we are not ever alone. We are absolutely created in a relationship. And so now we can take stock of our own holiness with God, and we begin to be the expression of that self in the world. And so we naturally become an incredible friend to people because we approach everyone from the present moment. We see them without a past. We see them with the eyes of love. We see them with forgiveness, compassion, and empathy. And it's through the vision of Christ that we see this perfection of who and what they are in their relationship with us. And so we truly begin to treat them as we treat ourselves, with love, with care, compassion. My holiness shines bright and clear today if I realize all I need to do is to be an incredible friend to everyone who is in my circle of influence today.
That's beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing that. Thank you for expanding, you know, the idea of this lesson today to extend beyond just the idea of the self and the concept of being a holy friend, the idea that nobody's left out, the idea that that accepting our own holiness is what allows us to see and behold the holiness of everyone. And I think that that only comes through the practice of forgiveness, and the true practice of forgiveness is always about self-forgiveness and forgiving my judgments of myself and others. And I also like, I've always been interested in the concept and the idea of invitation. I love the word invitation, and invitation is in this lesson for sure. It says, I ask only those things to come, and, you know, happiness, thoughts of happiness and happy things to come. I invite only those, and realize my invitation will be answered by the thoughts to which they have been sent by me, and that my thoughts are not only messengers, but they are also invitation. You know, what am I inviting in my life right now? What am I inviting in my consciousness? What am I inviting as my focus and my attention and my appreciation? And that there is nothing that happens by happenstance, that it is all by, you know, my invitation. And I believe that we're given an invitation. And what do we do with an invitation? We can accept or decline. And then we're also sending out invitation. And so this is, you know, today I wake with joy, expecting but the happy things of God to come to me. That this is my invitation. I'm going to ask only for the joyous things the instant I accept my holiness. So the invitations that I send out into the world, the vibratory calls and responses that I send out into the world, is contingent upon how I view myself. And when I view myself and accept my own holiness, then my invitation is assured to be only a call for happiness and for joy, because that's what I'm coming from. And so I love this idea of, what would be the use of pain to me any longer? Or the purpose of suffering? What purpose does it fill? What purpose does the idea of grief and loss fill if I know myself to be holy? If I know myself not to be separate and not to be outside the realm of holiness? You know, what purpose would any of that fill? It serves no purpose. It, you know, beckoning back to, you know, the previous lesson, that I can elect to change my thoughts, and I, and those change naturally when I remember who I am. It's that proper alignment with the truth of who I am. That always comes first, that divine identity. And from there, what purpose does any of that have? And what invitation other than joyfulness and happiness would I be emitting from who I am? So today is a day of joy, of happiness, of rejoicing. Again, that my identity is still as God created me, and my brothers and sisters, as you kind of are extending this idea out to, you know, being an incredible friend. You know, I'm going to pause. Do you want to say anything here? Because I kind of want to share something else that's a little bit different.
No, go ahead.
You know, so I awoke today a little triggered by some events over the last couple of days. And I was aware that now after sitting with this lesson, that the invitation that I was giving was an invitation of pain, of illusion, of unforgiveness. And I had to really, quote unquote, like, remember my commitment here. And wait a second, I need to sit with the beloved of my being and reconnect with who I am and elect to have different thoughts. But it's so much easier when I practice that holy instant and sit and requalify myself and begin my day anew, and how important that is. You were sharing about the realization that even to wish for, even out of some ego gratification, that mm-hmm. somebody who may have hurt you in the past might get theirs, might not, you know, be successful, is basically sending out an invitation to block my own success, my own happiness, my own joyfulness, my own peace of mind. And even that little shard of like glee that I might get, you know, from the pain of the past that I associate with somebody else, that they might be experiencing a challenge or difficulty, just that little, it's such a fine line now. It's like, no, I have no room. I have no space in that for my day, for my consciousness. No, today my holiness shines, as does theirs. And it is bright and clear today. And when I align in this way, I not only am inviting this joy and happiness for myself, but I'm inviting it for all. You know, bless those who curse you is an old biblical thing. You know, the only way I can really do that with any integrity is when I'm coming from my holiness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So I kind of went in a couple different directions there, but I hope it was helpful to kind of bring it home to my experience today.
Absolutely. So I'd like to close with the reading of the prayer, and we'll finish with this. So let's take a good deep breath. Father, my holiness is yours. Let me rejoice in it, and through forgiveness be restored to sanity. Your child is still as you created her. My holiness is part of me and also part of you. And what can alter holiness itself?
Mm.
It can't be altered. Mm. And so it is. We're so grateful for this profound teaching, the subtlety of the lessons and the subtlety of the deeper meanings of each of these lessons. As we've learned earlier, as we began studying part two on the Course in Miracles workbook lessons, if you just get one of these lessons, if you really get one of these lessons, then you have it all. Enlightenment is assured. Thank you, Mighty Companion, for hanging out with us today and sticking around to the end of our conversation. We love you. We're so blessed that you're part of our family, our community, and partnering with us in relationship in our journey home. Your holiness shines bright and clear today, and we know you are there. We feel your presence. We feel your love. God bless you. Stay the course, and we will make a commitment to stay the course with you.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send